time for you to sound off.
Are you coming to beef face with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
It's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. And in the words of our own Tim Saunders, how the hell is that not a penalty? Sound off. Closing out the week as we lead into the big game on Sunday. Oh, I can't wait for this game. Let's see what we got on sound off.
Can we stop turning this into a negative? It's a good thing. If Nick Foles happens to win the Super Bowl, he rides off into the sunset, contract is up. Thank you, Nick Foles. Then we get Carson Wentz, an immensely talented quarterback, coming back, young franchise guy. He's hungry. It's a good thing, people. Come on. Stop turning into a negative.
It's that easy, huh? It's not that easy for people.
Wentz is a good man. He would be the first to light a candle. He wants the team to do well. He wants Foles to do well. He's a man in the future. He knows that. He's going to get the money. He's all in for Foles right now. He's not going anywhere. He's a good man. He's a good character, man. And we're blessed to have him for the Eagles.
We all have our flaws. I remember that face he had, that empty face he had on the podium where he wasn't getting the glory at all. And the other guy was the MVP. And now they put a shrine up to the other guy in the locker room, and poor Nicky's giving out Christmas presents, and he's the underappreciated one. No matter how good a man you are, that green monster gets inside you.
Something just hit me like a sack of bricks. We're actually talking about the possibility of Nick Foles winning two Super Bowls. I can't wrap my head around him winning one. What a bizarre world we live in here in Philadelphia.
You still can't wrap yourself your head around it, but you won one? Come on, you witnessed it yourself. You witnessed it game by game by game. Come on. You can't shortchange Nick either.
Well, I don't care if Carson Wentz or Nick Foles is better than the other. I just want to see them win this weekend. I don't care who is better. I just want the person on the field to do well, and I want Nick Foles to do well this weekend. And then when Carson Wentz is healthy, he's going to come back. He's going to be the starter. Nick Foles may be the backup. He may be a starter somewhere else. Who cares?
Well, I mean, you're missing the not the thrill, but the enjoyment of sports talk. It's what it's all about, man. It's up and down. Don't try to be a Scrooge about it. These are issues that we talk about. It's our lifeblood.
Houston had won 8 in a row 2 weeks ago. They're lethargic at home, lose to Indy, barely pull out a game against the Jets last week. They are not trending right now. The Eagles are trending. Eagles by double digits.
Well, I'll take the Texans in 10. Dave, how about that?
I can't believe you're worried about Carson Wentz's ceiling. Why is a little competition bad? You are treating Wentz with more kid gloves than you ever treated McNabb. Give me a break. The honeymoon's over for Wentz. It's time to win.
Wow, that's harsh, man. That was your starting quarterback. All of a sudden he gets injured and they're lighting candles to his successor? I don't know. It's a little disrespectful.
You know, I don't see what the whole big deal is with this whole Foles and Wentz. He's not going anywhere, Wentz. This is the number 2 overall pick. You drafted him for a reason. Foles, what he's done for this city is unbelievable. He'll go down as one of the all-time Eagles great quarterbacks, but he's going into this year because, I love Foles, but Wentz is the future.
We shall see. If he wins 2 Super Bowls, hard to turn your back on him.
Foles win this weekend, 35. 17, right? I just thought about it. Nick Foles, his theme music, when he runs out of that tunnel, the spinners, I'll be around. What do you think, brother? Whenever you call me, I'll be there. Nicky Foles, number 9. Let's go, Bird! 35-17!
Spinners. What sort of spinners in there?
I actually like
I'll
that song. Good song.
One, there's a portion of his fan base that values grit over talent. Two, if you win without spending any money, they think that you can always win without spending any money. Three, they do not choose resume over moment. A player who gives you a moment will always be taken over a player who gives you resume. Plain and simple.
You're probably right. Grit over talent? That's Sal Chunas. That's Sal Chunas' thing. You're a grit over talent.
My middle name is Grit.
Yeah, you're a grit over.
Andrew Grit Sal Chunas.
Yep.
Houston has a very good defense, especially against the run, like you said. I think what we need to do is start out with the run. Hope for a couple successful runs by Josh Adams, maybe a few screens to Darren Sproles, and then as soon as they start defending the run more, go with the play action. We need to beat them deep, like Nick Foles did last week early on. We need to get points on the board early.
I agree. Now, I just hope they don't get defeated and they continue to run the football, because if the Texans are good against the run, you know, sometimes the offensive coordinator tends to abandon it. So, and you can't do that with Nick Foles.
Mike, this Foles love is hilarious. And it makes me think about something. Like, would we have the same love and reverence for Doc if they hadn't won it in 83? Had they not got it done, would Doc still get the love in this town that he's getting? Or would his love be at the level of, say, a Barkley who never saw the finals?
That's an interesting point. He raised a very good point. I can't really answer that. Maybe he wouldn't have got the same love. But the thing about Doc, though, was that he was such a highlight that we probably would have given him the same respect. Yeah, I don't know if she didn't win anything either. We give him the respect. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkins Chevrolet.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.